Hello, and welcome to the audio accompaniment to the October issue of the magazine I Love English World. This month, we'll be looking at everything from the American elections to luxury bunkers and tea, the drink that started a war. But first, here's what you need to know about the movie star of his generation, Timothée Chalamet.
He's back. The new Wes Anderson film, The French Dispatch, arrives this month, and anyone who is anyone in Hollywood is in it, which of course means Timothée Chalamet. His role is not very clear from the trailer, but he seems to be a protester with mad scientist hair and a tiny mustache.
He's the new DiCaprio. With his androgynous good looks, intensity, and vulnerability, the Franco-American actor is Generation Z's answer to Leonardo DiCaprio. During COVID-19 lockdown, it was Chalamet and his skyscraper cheekbones who was inserted by fans into famous works of art on Instagram, who inspired multiple memes, and who sent social media absolutely crazy by sharing a photo of his pantry. Yes, pantry.
He has talent. He's good-looking, yes, but Chalamet also has talent. His big movie debut was in 2014 with Christopher Nolan's Interstellar. Since then, he has dominated the market for sensitive but sophisticated teens. Call Me By Your Name, he had to learn Italian for that one, Lady Bird, A Rainy Day in New York, Little Women. He's also the youngest actor to receive a Best Actor nomination in more than 80 years.
He's a style icon. Named 2020's Best Dressed Man by the British version of GQ magazine, Chalamet is known for his daring red carpet looks. A Louis Vuitton harness, a fuchsia pink Stella McCartney suit. In fact, the only look he has failed to pull off was his bold haircut for Henry V in The King. Even his fans, Chalamaniacs, were divided on that one.